Good afternoon, Seattle. Good afternoon to all the folks out there. This is the seventh installment in an ongoing anthropological research series sponsored by the Little Saigon Report. This is the seventh of the transcribed lectures of Charles Manson, lectures that were given in prison between 1997 and 1999. It is February the 4th, 2021. These are the lost prison lectures of Charles Manson. These prison lectures were discovered by Dr. Ruth Rubrington in 2019, while she was investigating her husband for adultery. Dr. Ruth Rubrington is an expert in the transcendental arts of mystical magic. She understands the nature of the urinary tract. She's a renal thryptomologist, which means she studies the flow of poop in and out of the body. Her work to uncover these lost prison lectures of Charles Manson has been considered earthbreaking by some. To quote the Chicago Review of Thrymtology, Dr. Herbrington, and I quote, revolutionized the regions of reversology, multiple character type systemicology, the various pharmacologies that are involved in things that happen late at night. Yes, Dr. Herbrington. And of course, there's a stellar work of Ken Hayes. Ken Hayes, the executive director of the Institute for the Study of Things That Go Places We're Not Supposed to Talk About. Yes, Dr. Ken Hayes, who's been researching various regions of prisons over the last few decades, discovering all the places that prisoners can hide things. We should thank Ken Hayes for his brilliant work. Also an expert in reversology. Anywho, given the work of Dr. Ruth Rubrington and Mr. Ken Hayes, we now have these lost lectures, these forbidden lectures given by Charles Manson while he was still an occupant, a guest of the state. That's what you call it. It's like a reservation, right? You don't call it a concentration camp. No, no, no. It's like going to a fine restaurant as you walk that Cherokee Trail. It's a reservation just for you and your people that can make the treacherous journey without enough water, food, in the cold, in the hot, in the everything. As U.S. cavalry are probably beating you and torturing you and shooting at you for fun. Yeah, it's a reservation. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Anyways, while Charles Manson was a guest of the state, He gave a series of lectures. The next lecture is Lecture 7, given on December the 16th, 1997. The title of the lecture is Home Improvements. You know, Charles Manson was an expert in many things. You may not have known this, but he was one of the first to get in on the whole California real estate boom. He was big in that real estate boom of the 60s. In fact, you could say he was the boom boom of the 60s. He made the boom boom go bing, bing, boom, boom. He made the bing, bing, go boom, boom. This is the seventh lecture. This is the seventh forbidden prison house style scumbag lecture given by Charles Manson, a doctor of not reversology, but reflexology. Yes, this is the seventh lecture, and we begin. A home someplace, home improvements begin with walls and feet and chainsaw dreams. You can build your home out of turnip wax. You can build your home out of turnip wax and grimbly geese and old newspaper and sklomp and the shit left behind by the cops when they're done beating those homeless people to death. You can take the bones and mark your spots, build a home, and homes need work. If I am your carpenter of new modes, then you can be my architect of love. I'm a builder of things and stuff. I am your leopard king. I am the scarlet foe. If you had grapes, I could mash them into a summer wine. And breed wild chickens by the road. I am your leopard king. I am the scarlet foe. If you had grapes, I could mash them into summer wine and breed wild chickens by the road. And you talk of big men like Bugliosi. He's the carpenter ant living in my attic. He is the foregone conclusion to a story of sadness. Rid yourself of pests. Rid yourself of pests and bugs. Your own measles will spread through the poorer districts, and then comes the slaughter of dolphins. And seek lighter charm in the cottage by the coconut grove, not far from where the family buried those old hobos. Those nice places and good charming settings, pastoral bullshit. I saw an ice palace when I was a boy. I saw Santa and his elves. And the reindeer feeding on the carcasses of dead elk, and their faces were covered in musk smear. They shivered because their own hearts were too hot, and their skin was fragile glass. And I pulled out a gun. Shot. Some speed freak told me, Charlie, that home is too small. And I smiled and looked at him and picked up a rock and bashed his face in. My home is just big enough. But my heart will always be too small for USOBs. And I tore out his heart and buried it out back. Bathrooms are important. Conglomex 7 people have 4 poop holes. If you don't take into consideration the number and location of these orifices, you will have terrible outcomes in the bathroom zone. Subfreaks, jackers, Wrigley Mott fiends, seeking heroin hostages will do most of their cutting in the bathroom. You need smooth and hard surfaces with the faint patina of blood. The bathroom is where you bond with total you sauce. Your own essence, sign, scat is the thing that stains your heart. In the grit there are living ecosystems of transcendent love and expectation. There are germ colonies, meager in stature, growing to consume your toilet seat cover. There is a new sweat covering the old brandy-style towel holders. And you mock the Lord Tug. You can't see your number two, cried Tug, as logs drifted down the river. The backyard. I'm just trying to hunt down Bumpus Beast and not die in the Horky Farms, covered in filth and grease and old gizzards from long dead lunch. A backyard is for getting rid of problems. You have space in your mind to expand, but the beast needs rest. You till the ground of your barren heart there, planting seeds of tomorrow's ruin. In the blood times, you meet old spirits there and congregate with forbidden witches of delight. The backyard is for playing. The backyard is for playing and building and drilling and cutting and burying. Burying stuff there. That's what you do in the backyard. I remember that time the Bony Gang followed us home from, go Blimp Dock. We were hunting Kinkus Beast down by the water not far from that old dock. The one where we dumped the bodies and the knives and the axes and the hatchets and the machetes. The one where we fell in love. You remember that? Kitchen. Kitchen should be filled with love. Every kitchen should be a Tupperware kitchen. Every kitchen should be a Tupperware kitchen, and all food should be placed in plastic bowls. There should be garbage cans for all the spare parts, tender compartments of totalistic love energy. The fridge should be huge, with space to grow. You need a big ice box. You need a big ice box for leftovers. need a big ice box for leftovers, for the shady things that were hidden in yesterday's mirth. And some solo hitchhiker is taken to the back and tied up and drained of fluids and left to be eaten by ants. Your oven needs to be ready. Ready to make hot meals for cool friends. People you meet at the bus stop at 2 a.m. looking for some crank or crack or smack or maybe a little PCP. Drawers and knives. You need to have drawers. You need to have knives in the kitchen. You need to be ready to cook it up. Cook it up like you used to. Cook up the magic grease. You need to be able to put that bacon in the frying pan and mix it with an egg for Uncle Sam. It's the only way you're going to get the cooking done. You cook that tuna fish, but sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Charlie, you don't get to have no tuna today. Drawers with knives. By the year 2021, everyone will eat ass cream. Ass cream will replace ice cream as a cool delight. You can have an ass cream maker in your kitchen. People get tired of using old wooden spoons to sift the ass cream out of their butts. So this new source of ass cream is going to make everybody scream for ass cream. The bedroom should be a place of squalor. The bedroom should be covered in protein stains that you can find with a black light. The bedroom should have a layer of dead skin and dead hair and dead air and dead everything. The dead should live in the bedroom. A bedroom should be covered in old newspaper and crickets and sadness. There should be an old, used-up wench named Tessa that guards the bed. Her eyes glazed over, body stink, everywhere greasy, a tight t-shirt and ratty underwear. She lunges at you with her fangs and claws, and you wrestle her to the bed. A bedroom should have a closet filled with hammers. A bedroom should have a wardrobe and a dresser and a chair to sit on. There should be a window, and when you look out it into the morning, you can identify the victims of tomorrow's schemes. The garage. You all need to know the best way to have a garage is to have one with an axe collection. You put all your axes in the fucking garage. It is a collection of axes. Where else are you going to put your fucking axes, people? You have stuff in boxes, old boxes covered in mold and old cat hair, and they smell of grandma and the nursing home. You can stick these old boxes in the garage too. You have conflicts, issues with your neighbors. You can create a little jail cell in your garage and put your neighbors in it. You can put your neighbors in a jail cell. That's another use of a garage. You can create a little jail cell in your garage and put your neighbors in it. I'd call mine Charlie's Funtime Space, and I'd soundproof it. And I'd keep you tied up in there for weeks. Before anyone would find out. If anybody would ever find out. Charlie's Funtime Space. Charlie's Funtime Space. Everybody wants to go there. The attic. There's always some noise coming from up there. A creaky old noise of some hag that was knocked out with a lead pipe and left up there, concussed and bleeding from a skull fracture. Her husband dead for 20 years. Kids that never visit her. Just loneliness. Just wave after wave of loneliness. That's what you can put in your attic. The basement is for time gathering. It is a place of making wine and splaying out old corpses and celebrating dark rites in the coolness of a mold haven. The basement should be moist and slimy and covered in green goo that glows in the dark. It should be like Lovecraft's catacombs in The Rats in the Walls. The basement is for old Catholic school nuns and teachers that swore you'd die in a ditch someplace north of Topeka. This has been the seventh in a series of rediscovered lost Charles Manson prison lectures given between the years 1997 and 1999, Bob Limptock. These lectures are the definitive series that allows you to peer into the mind of Charles Manson to see the fucking crazy shit he sees. We hope you learn something about home improvement, we really do. We hope you understand how to take care of your ship better. Yes, this is the seventh in the series of lectures given by Charles Manson behind bars in the Big House. And it's not easy transcribing these lectures from discarded pieces of toilet paper and the back of old egg cartons and even on coconuts. But we did this. We took what was greasy and left over on old butter wrappings. Old cheeseburger wrappings and paper French fry boxes. It's a lot of work if you can believe it. We need your help. With your help, we can continue to transcribe these lectures. It's not free. So in the notes for this podcast will be links to Venmo or PayPal to donate to the Little Saigon Report, which is me. And by donating, you can help support this incredible process of taking the words of Charles Manson and making them available for everyone to hear in 2021. Thank you so much for your time. Come back again, okay? You know Charlie's got you in his thoughts.